from like anybody. Yes, except Jim.
Well, same. I'd like to throw $500 to go to the Capitol. I have no bill being here. Is the game, is the concept and everything is good, and I think that it would probably be a workable product. But I also, again, I got to go back to square one where I say that I think this would be coming, it'd be a conflict with the casino, and then it'd be a problem. Other than that, I think it's great. And you also have to remember that everything that he gave us in his example, John.
Roger.
We got a captive audience, Army, Navy, Air Force.
Yeah.
And that's not the same in a bingo hall.
Okay.
And I don't know, I like it. I would do it because I can run it alone and I wouldn't have to worry about volunteers anymore.
Right.
So it'd be great for me. I'd love it. But I really see a conflict down
there. Well, we already have a conflict with the casinos because they're the ones that cost us all that declining line so far. So that's not an issue for us. Thanks, Jim. We appreciate your input.
I would like a shot at it.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else have something they would like to say about it?
How much does it cost?
You know, we haven't established the cost yet. As far as I know, it's going to be like Ted's in the sense of you'll pay us a fee for each one used, but I don't think they've established those numbers yet. And so, yes, John? So you do it like paper.
Right. So if you went through 9,000 cards on a system like that, you get charged for that cards.
Like 10 cents a piece or
right.
Something like that. Okay, that makes sense. Yes, it's the Boys and Girls Club of Greeley. Hi.
I don't know
if they had these kinds of machines. I don't know what they had. To tell you the truth, I'm not very good at knowing that stuff.
They were not our machines. They were actually something kind of similar, but they were using a random ball call. So they weren't using ball call with like we were using. Culture as far as being regulated. They had several charges against them in the last three licensed in Nevada were licensed in every other jurisdiction. And also the way those guys actually did their cards, they had different sets of cards that they could choose. If you were an operator, you could go in there.
Some other difficulties then, yeah.
Okay, right now there's a rule that says, and I think it's probably one of the rules that helped the groups make so much money and showing our numbers going back up, is that if there's not enough people in the hall, they don't have to pay out the full amount of money. So if you have four people playing and you have the dollar amount set on what each game is going to pay, how we just put that out the window again, right?
When we have these played in Alabama, we have the same rules as Baylor. You can't play.
I think we're going to have to try that, Dave, and see what works.
You understand what I
mean? I understand what you mean, but it's not, I don't think it's a big issue. It's a matter of trial and error, kind of, you know, and calculated thinking. Who is that bald-headed guy back there?
The door was open.
Right. Ron.
To make sure that I do understand, our session's over at 4 o'clock. We open up, and we say we're going to play until 6 o'clock. I can't lose money because they're only going to get 87% back. I may not get out of it. I may only get out of 25%. These are the games, right? No brainer as far as I can not lose money whether I have two people or two.
So it's like a pair of mutual, basically. Okay.
So the dollar amounts change per the amount of money that comes into the group?
No.
No, it's actually the amount of play.
Yeah, it's a percentage, Dave. Roger. What's your name?
As a player, I feel that however, I think it would
probably be open. So would you play it? Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
The other idea is to try and some of the players of the afternoon session, at least.
Yeah. Right.
No, I see the advantage to the house. What I'm trying to figure out is what's the advantage to the nonprofit?
Yeah.
Profit. Okay.
Because a lot of our bingo players, and I'm just thinking about, they have X number of dollars to play. And if they spend it on
here. That's a possibility. And again, I want to reiterate, may everybody think in these terms, that if a bingo hall is going to do it, they may have only 10 or 20 machines in there rather than trying to fill it up with 100 people. It may be a small amount of machines and still go through the process of making money because of the percentage that's paid out. That I just wanted to say that potentially. That I think we're investigating by trial and error what's going to work, what's not going to work based on educated guesses of other places.
Can I ask a question? What is your net profit? That point is the gross profit.
Doesn't know about rent. And so I think the hall owners, if you're in a hall, would have to come up with, for example, if you were doing an in-between session, okay, and the snack bar was still open, the rent you're going to pay is going to be significantly less, unless you're making lots of money, than it is for a normal session. Okay? So your overhead is going to be also less. Okay, than you're doing now. And I think all of those things have to be figured out because I don't think we have answers to those questions yet.
You're a hall owner.
I am.
Your heat and your lights aren't going to go down. Let's say I had a 2-hour bingo session and then I did 2-hour this.
Yeah.
You know, and you're charging me $500 for the 2-hour bingo session. Because it's an easy number. And then $500 for this or $250 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still going to cost you the same amount.
Yes. The point is, it'll be less. If it was me specifically, it would be significantly less than you're paying now for rent. We'd have to figure that out based on overhead, just like you said.
Yeah.
Okay. But the overhead, keeping the lights on and the heat on for 2 hours is not going to cost any more than turning it off and turning it back on again. But the point is that you got to have a hall manager or somebody overseeing what's going on, and you got to have people in the snack bar overseeing what's going on. And so all of those overheads have to be entered into when we figure that out. But if the nonprofit can't make any money, there is no point. There's no point charging you rent or not charging you rent. The nonprofit has to make money, or we just, you know, pack our bag and go home. That's what it boils down to. There's no point if there's no money coming in for the nonprofit.
In a perfect world, we're making 13%.
For that game, yes. And so we don't know what those are yet. Well, a paper, we know what paper costs, you know. That's cheap compared to... Yeah, and we don't know what the hall rent's going to be. Except we might make an exorbitant just... You know, then we wouldn't have anybody playing, would we? And we wouldn't have any groups doing anything. And so, again, those are all overhead numbers that everybody has to decide upon as hall owners and as charities. What makes sense?
So is the company going to come in and say, okay, this is our average players per session. We want to go like an Omni base and put in 80 machines.
Yeah, that sounds right. 10, 20, yeah. Now that you've told me how it works, we can make money with any number, it sounds like. Annie.
I'm wondering about the physical.
Okay. But I can only answer that from my hall's perspective. If we now have tabletop units, right? For 16 we have. But if you only had 10, you could certainly put this right next to those without any interference.
And you can't play them on a handheld?
They don't have that now, but they might.
At that point, you have 40 of them at your disposal.
For example, I could take
Yeah.
I think the hall owner is going to have to figure that out and set up maybe a specific area where he can do both things, you know, that'll all fit. That's for the hall owner to decide, you know. Any other questions? Okay, we don't have any other questions, and so what we need to do is set a date for our next meeting. Rudy, do you have a...
I think we should set up a committee and find out what happened in Wyoming, because I think that was a good question.
Yeah.
To help us make a decision.
Okay. Can we have somebody from GameTech also give us feedback on who that was and what was going on there? Give us a letter or give us a report of what happened in Wyoming?
Or just give us a card and we'll...
Well, let's have a report since you want a committee, you know.
Also, if you Google it,
you can make the report.
Google it. There's a lot of information on the internet.
Is there?
People in the Bahamas, I think.
Right, exactly. So we're going to stay, we'll try to stay away from that, okay? Okay. All right, and I don't know if we're going to be talking more about this on the next session or not. I think we have to figure out some places. I think the secretary, well, we got so many things we got to do before we can get anything organized, right? But I think, why don't we have it 2 months, Rudy? What's 2 months?
May 13th.
May 13th. Is that all right for all you guys on the board? May 13th? Okay. May 13th for the next meeting. And then we have to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Here?
Yes, always. Mm-hmm. All right. Then I guess it's time to adjourn. Do I have a first?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor, hold on.
I'm sorry. Did you want to mention about the one position you talked to me about earlier?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. We have a new position open on the board for a supplier because the one that was here, Don Cassina, has left Bingo altogether, is not involved anymore. Whatever reason isn't important. He's just not involved with Bingo anymore. So we have turned in at least one application to the president of the Senate, I believe it is, already. I think that's for a supplier, which in this case would be John Smith's paperwork is over there. So we'll see what happens. And we're still waiting for John's paperwork to come back from the speaker. Whoever it is that has it, and they just haven't done it yet. So we're on that thing also. Did I have one of you ladies was interested in the public position, if I'm not mistaken? Did you do any paperwork?
I talked to Rudy this week.
And? Okay. And to Rudy or what? You'll get it to the...
You're approving it now?
I'll go have that. So you'll turn
in your own paperwork and fine. That should be good then. Okay. I think so. In that case, we had a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody.